Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Today is the last day of the month of July, year 2022, the 31st day of the month of July. What a wonderful Father, what a wonderful God we serve, who had preserved us from the month of January, February, March, April, May, June, July. God has been faithful. God has been so wonderful. Let's appreciate Him. Let's glorify Him. Let's worship Him. Father, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are the awesome God. You never fail. You are the King of glory. You are the mighty God. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we lift up your name. Blessed be to your name, Lord, for you are great, you are good, you are mighty. Lord, we bless you because no one like you, no one can be compared with you. You are incomparable. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And in this program, we pray with the spirit of enough is enough. I know that God will answer your prayer. The Lord will minister to your needs, and the Almighty God will make you victorious. The power of God will come upon your life. The battle of your life shall expire. The bondage shall be broken. The yoke shall scatter, and the horns of darkness shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will overcome, you will recover, you will pursue, you will overtake your enemy, and all things that have been taken from you shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless him and worship him. Lift him up. Take any song of praises and bless his name and magnify him. Worship him. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, my God, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Savior, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be glorified. Every living soul, praise the Lord. Every living soul, every living soul, praise the Lord. Are you a living soul? I am a living soul. I praise the Lord. Every living soul, every living soul, praise the Lord. The most high in it, the most high in it, the most high in it in my life today. The most high in it, the most high in it, the most high in it in my life today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, I want you to get ready as we begin to pray. You have to pray with aggression. You have to pray with power. When you begin to pray now, things begin to work. The power of God begins to fight for you, and you begin to see the God of Elijah at work. Open your mouth and say this one. Say, every yoke placed upon my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke placed upon my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke placed upon my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke placed upon my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke placed upon my life, break and release me in Jesus' name we pray. Say, disappointment, discouragement, melt away by fire in the name of Jesus. Disappointment, discouragement, melt away by fire in the name of Jesus. Disappointment, discouragement, melt away by fire in the name of Jesus. Disappointment, discouragement, melt away by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, that is wonderful. Say, every limitation on my destiny be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every limitation on my destiny be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. The evil limitation on your destiny be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every limitation on my destiny be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I command you to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I command you to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I command you to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I command you to fall down and die in Jesus' name. Pray for those of you who have been complaining that sometimes you see a bird monitoring you, sometimes at night you see some strange bird perching at your window. Sometimes you see some bird trying to follow you wherever you go. These are monitoring spirits. This one come around to see what is going on and bewitch and report to the coven. The best prayer you can pray to silence them and to destroy them is to shout the prayer I have just called for you. Let me repeat. The prayer says, every evil bird flying against my destiny, I command you to fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Also, you can also say, every evil bird flying against my destiny, I shoot you down. You can pray the prayer in two ways and things begin to work. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I shoot you down in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I shoot you down. 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 I shoot you down in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against my destiny, I shoot you down in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every power sitting on my destiny, oh God, arise. Punish them today in the name of Jesus. Every power sitting on my destiny, oh God, arise. Punish them today in the name of Jesus. Every power sitting on my destiny, oh God, arise. Punish them today in the name of Jesus. Every power sitting on my destiny, oh God, arise. Punish them today in Jesus' name we pray. Say, thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Throne of darkness legislating against me, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power organized to embarrass me, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Thank you, Father. You are going to pray this next one I want to give now. You are praying three times. Listen to this prayer. The prayer says, any particular house in my place of birth cooking my destiny, catch fire. Any particular house in my place of birth cooking my destiny, catch fire. Open your mind, let's go. Any particular house in my place of birth cooking my destiny, catch fire. Do you know that destiny can be cooked? The Bible calls something cauldron. The Bible says a city can become a cauldron. Life can be put inside a cauldron. Marriage can be cooked inside a cauldron. Certificate can be cooked inside a cauldron. Health can be cooked inside a cauldron. peace shall be cooked, can be cooked inside the cauldron. You know, children can be cooked inside the cauldron. Somebody's career can be cooked inside the cauldron. In the realm of the spirit, all these are seen as personality. You are going to pray, say, any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any particular house in my Father's house, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my Father's compound, cooking my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, any particular house in my Father's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my Father's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my Father's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, this is a deep prayer. Any particular house in my mother's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my mother's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my mother's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my mother's village, cooking my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now bring out a bottle of oil if you have one. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on this oil. I'm going to pray on this water with the authority of power. And as I decree on this oil, as I decree on this water, the water and the oil shall become supernatural oil and water. And immediately you apply it on yourself, sickness in any portion of your body shall disappear. Yoke of the enemy shall be broken. Embargo shall be lifted up. You will experience miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you because you are God of wonders. Lord, I give you glory because you never fail. You are God that heals. You are God that delivers. You are God that sets free. I command now that the water and the oil shall receive power, shall receive fire, shall be anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The oil and the water shall become an instrument of miracle, instrument of miracle, instrument of healing. The blood of Jesus shall mix with the oil and the water. And this oil and the water shall carry divine authority. They shall become spiritual water, become supernatural water, supernatural oil. When you apply this oil, when you apply the water, every yoke of poverty, yoke of bad working, backwardness, yoke of untimely death, yoke of negative dreams shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil or water and drink. As you are drinking that water, something is happening. Healing is happening. Deliverance is happening. Rub the oil on your chest. Rub it very well. Yes, I command instant healing upon your life. Instant deliverance upon your life. The hand of the Lord shall be released into your blood, and there shall be mighty healing in the name of Jesus. Can you just put some on your center head? I command your destiny to get out of captivity. I command your destiny to get out from coven. I command your destiny to get out from the limitation of your Father's house in the name of Jesus Christ. Rub it on your stomach and rub it on your legs. Now as we are rubbing it, healing is taking place. Miracle is taking place. Signs and wonder is taking place. The power of God is breaking the yoke. I command the healing power to fall upon your life. Deliverance power, fall upon your life. Instant healing power, rest upon your life. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Every generational curse that has brought affliction into your body shall be broken by fire. Every generational covenant that has brought affliction to your body shall be broken by fire. Your leg shall be released from captivity. Your hand shall be released from captivity. Your destiny shall be released from captivity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Let me see what we can do as I open your eyes to this deep prayer. I'm going to talk about let my Jordan divide. Let my Jordan divide. The word Jordan in this context symbolizes a form of obstacle, hindrance, obstruction, satanic roadblock, something that hinders your progress, you know, something that challenges your path of progression in life. So when you see that, you know that this is an obstruction to the next move of your destiny. Oh, listen to me. The Bible said in Psalm 68 verse 4, it says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him, and ride upon the heaven by the name Jehovah, and rejoice before him. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 14, the Bible says, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the water, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he has smitten the water parted either, and Elijah went through. Whatever is standing on your way of progress is a Jordan that must be divided. Whatever is hindering you moving forward is a Jordan that must be dealt with. Whatever is limiting you is a Jordan that must be arrested. I decree into your life today that you will cross over to higher level in the name of Jesus Christ. You will cross over to the next level of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is hindering you from settling down in marriage shall be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is hindering your business, hindering your career, whatever is standing against your breakthrough maritally, whatever has made you not to conceive and have your baby, I command the yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to move to the next level now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy. If you have not given your life to Jesus, do that quickly before we pray Jordan dividing prayers. Thank you, Father. Now get ready and say after me, say, Father, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life and take care of my life. Take control of my life. I surrender my life completely to you. In Jesus' name, pray. May God lay hands upon you and break the yoke of sin. In Jesus' name, pray. Three prayers to break the Jordan, to separate the Jordan. You are going to shout it with power. Then we continue from there tomorrow. Say it with authority. Say any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. That prayer you may use to 5 minutes to pray. Any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Any power that needs to die for my testimony to manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, something is already happening there. This is the second prayer. And pray very well. Say, whatever has tied down my destiny, break and let me go in the name of Jesus. Whatever has tied down my destiny, break loose and let me go in the name of Jesus. Whatever has tied down my destiny, break loose and let me go in the name of Jesus. Whatever has tied down my destiny, break loose and let me go in the name of Jesus. Whatever has tied down my destiny, break loose and let me go in the name of Jesus. Whatever has tied down my destiny, break loose and let me go in Jesus' name we pray. This third prayer, you are going to pray it with that oil in your hand. Put your finger into that oil and put it on your two eyes. Then you pray this prayer. Take your time on this prayer on your own. Spend 5 to 10 minutes and pray. Say, my Father, show me unusual secret of my next level. Let me call the prayer again. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level. As you put the oil on that eye, that spiritual eyes will open. Then you shall begin to see into the realm of the spirit. Say, my Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me unusual secret of my next level in Jesus' name. Pray. This is a deep prayer. Is a revelation prayer. This prayer will help you. Pray very well. Take your time on that prayer and you will see what the Lord will do. When you have any revelation, you can let me know. You can pass the information to the WhatsApp number I'm going to call at the end of this prayers. Then you can send it across for us, because something so deep will be revealed to you, and that is the pathway to the next level. May the Lord continue to fight your battle. May the Lord defend his interest in your life. May the yoke of darkness fashioned against you from your father's house, or from your mother's house, or from the place you were born, or from the place where you spent your childhood age, may that yoke be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. This atale kobialo muskada ribo piali kari kombroko soto yakata pande luko bisikaya balabalabo rima kandaya kando rokozoto elo aruska dini kariyama kadi brausa ndalakata. Thank you, Father. May the hand of the Lord rest upon your life. May the yoke of darkness be broken. May you move forward by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha, this is wonderful. Something is happening over there already. God is doing wonders. Kepakus kada yakada. Glumo prahus kata yapata. Lulu kopia kata lakata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Aha, aha. I command that destiny to move forward. That embargo of witchcraft power be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray that all the requests here shall be answered. The power of God shall work wonders in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you want to share testimony with us, or you have a revelation and concerning your life, or you want to share with us, or you are praying for interpretation of a certain dream, you can share with us. We take it to the presence of God and will tell us what the dream likely be, and all the full knowledge of the dreams. You know, the Bible says something that there are dark saying, and in getting dark saying, you need the Holy Spirit to decode all those dark saying. I pray that God will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. You can send it across to us on our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. In case you have sent some information, we have not read them, you can still also resend, because we have a lot to read, and I know God will bless you in the name of Jesus. As you exercise that patience, the Lord will meet your needs in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see 15 people already jubilating, because God is visiting you. God is changing situation. I can see this new week is going to favor these people seriously. It's the first week of the next of month of August. It's going to favor you. Somebody is moving to the next level of new beginning dimension, and that is very great. La kuta patika. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we have prayed. May God bless you as you send those information to us. Beloved, don't forget, I attend Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, and our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasinbo Street. It's at Sabuyaba, just Unike Sabuyaba, behind the second gate of University of Lagos, just 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you. You can come and have a visit of the mightiness and mighty demonstration of the power of God. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Stay blessed and enjoy your weekend. I know that today is a day of glory in your life. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinyola. God bless you.